Tom, because you are in a different condition, and one spirit can't see another unless in the same condition. That is, the lower spirits can't see the higher spirits, only as they are able to take up the conditions so that they can present themselves to you. Perhaps, if you call her to speak to you, she might be able to. But, of course, I don't know whether she will be able to speak to you or not. S. Bertha. Bertha. If you are here, Bertha, speak to Papa. Bertha. Papa. Papa S. I would give all the years of my life, I would do anything, I would do everything, no matter what, to once more clasp that darling. Bertha. Bertha. Did she leave me? Tom Chu, but she is unable to speak more to you now. You have heard her voice, and, as you said, you would be willing to give all the years of your life to be able to clasp her to your arms once more. Well, you will be able to clasp her to your arms, but you will have to labor. It is worth working for. There is a long road between you and her which you will have to travel. There will be a great many obstacles in your way which you will have to surmount, but you know what is at the other end of your road. But it is worth working for every step will bring you nearer to her. S. God help me. Tom, God will help you. God is a God of love, and He will help you, and we will all help you. Now, I will leave the young man, and will take you to the school. S. Well, I will go with you. I am ready and willing to do all that I can. Tom, now bid these kind, good friends good night, who have sat here and given you of their strength and their force, that you have been able to speak and learn of your condition, and we will go. S. Goodbye, friends, and thank you. Friends, goodbye, come again. Thank you, dear Mama, and all the dear friends present, for your kind assistance in our work. A great many persons have been benefited by what was said tonight. Eva. Tuesday evening, June 10, 1890. I have a very sad case tonight of a mother who killed her children and then herself. You must treat her very gently. Eva. S. What have I done? Oh, my God. What have I done? Oh, look at my dear ones. Oh, God. Oh, why did I do it? Oh, baby. 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 But what was I to do? Oh, I wish I had begged, but oh, the pride in my heart. Oh, it was so hard. It was so hard. Oh, baby. Baby. If I could only rest, rest, Mr. B, you can rest after a little. S. Oh, sir. But what will I do? Dear sir, what will I do? Mr. B, you made a very sad mistake. S. I did a dreadful thing. Mr. B, it can be corrected. S. I could not help it, I could not help it. Oh, it was dreadful. Dreadful. Mr. B, you were partially out of your mind through trouble. S. Oh, I was most crazy. I couldn't see them starve, I couldn't see them starve, I couldn't ask for help. Oh, sir, pity me, pity me. Mr. B, I do pity you. S. Oh, I shall never find rest. Mr. B, you will find rest, and you will find your little ones. Your little ones are happy, and you will find them. S. Oh, sir, I didn't want to do it. I did it because I loved them so. I loved them so. Mr. B, they love you, and you will have your little ones again by and by. S. Oh, sir, pray for me, pray for me. Mr. B, yes, we will help you. S. Oh, you all feel that I am bad. Mr. B, oh, no, we feel sorry for you. We feel that you made a mistake, but you didn't do it intentionally. S. Oh, sir, I didn't want to do it. Mrs. B, has anything happened to yourself? S. Oh, I tried to put myself away. I thought it would be best for us all. Oh, the poverty, want, and suffering. And I could not ask for bread. Mr. B, you did put yourself away. S. I tried, dear sir. Mr. B, I know, but you did. S. Did I? Mr. B, yes. S. I am still myself. Mr. B, I know, but you are in spirit life. S. Oh, no, no, I couldn't suffer like this. Mr. B, yes, because you entered spirit life with just the same feelings that you left this life. Putting off your old body doesn't change your feelings any. S. Where is my baby? Mr. B, your babies are taken care of and are happy, and you will see them after a little time. S, O, show them to me. Mr. B, they cannot approach you now, feeling as you do. S, O, I thank you, I thank you, I do thank you, you do pity me, don't you? O, pray for me, pray for me. Mrs. B, yes, we will pray for you, and we will help you, to bring your little children to you. S, it is a dreadful thing. But I did it through the deep love I bore the dear little ones, and I thought I must end their suffering. Mr. B, you have spirit friends who pity you, and who brought you here this evening. S, who brought me? Tom, good evening, Mrs. Lacey. S, good evening, sir. Tom, now I am real glad that you are here, because these good, kind friends will do a great deal to help you. I feel sorry for you, and I can tell you something very nice. Don't you remember George? S, oh, truly I do. If he had only lived, Tom, yes, I know, but he feels very sorry for you, and, do you know, the little ones are with him. S, oh, that is beautiful. Oh, thank God for that. Tom, and you will be there, too, in time. You will be reunited and happy. S, how do you know? Tom, because I know. S, will God forgive me? Tom, yes, because God is a God of love. S, but how could I help it? What could I do? Tom, I know it was a very sad mistake, but I don't know, under the circumstances, from your disposition and your makeup, that you could have done any different. S, I am very sorry, but what can I do? Tom, just keep quiet, and the friends will help you, but let me tell you, Mrs. Lacey, you have entered spirit life. S, well, the gentleman told me that, but it seems as if everything is so cloudy. Tom, that is owing to your condition, because you went out in that manner, and your mind was so troubled beforehand you took that condition with you. You have been brought here to be led to a place where you will be able to cast it off. Kind, loving, spirit friends have brought you here to this place, where you can get love and sympathy and the help that you need to start you to work out of these unpleasant conditions which surround you. S, well, that is what I do need, sir, sympathy, sympathy Tom. You have entered a life now where everyone loves one another, where all work to help one another, when you get into the true spiritual atmosphere. Of course, there are many clouded minds, like yourself, on the earth plane, but in time you can work out of that up into the spiritual atmosphere, where you will be tenderly cared for, and you will have all the love and sympathy which your soul yearns for, and where you will be very happy. S, do you know it? Tom, yes, because I have entered that life myself, and I can speak from experience. S, you speak kindly, and I thank you so much. Tom, you were one of those unfortunate creatures of circumstances. You could not control circumstances, they controlled you, and worked you up to that state where you couldn't very well do otherwise than you did do. S, I tried very hard, but it seemed as if everything was against me. Tom, it would have been better had you put aside your pride, but that was part of your nature, which you inherited from your father. You know how proud he was. S, my father was a proud man. What's the light? What's the light I saw? Tom, that is the light of the spirit friends who love you. S, oh, that is beautiful. Beautiful. Tom, you watch that light, perhaps you may see somebody that you know in it. George has brought the little ones. S, it is gone, it is gone, it has disappeared. Tom, is your name Lucy? S, yes, sir. Tom, George says, tell dear Lucy I love her, and I pity and sympathize with her. S, is George in heaven? Tom, he is where it is very bright and beautiful. There is no heaven such as you were taught there was, but there is a very bright, beautiful place where you can live and be very happy. S, oh, I saw it again, I saw it again. Tom, you speak to George. He can hear you. S, can he hear me? Tom, oh, yes, you talk to him. S, I don't like to speak to him. Tom, oh, yes, you will feel better if you speak to him. He loves you, and doesn't blame you for the act. S, George, 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 it seems almost wicked for me to call. Mrs. B, oh, no. He loves to have you call him. Tom, he can see you. S. I don't see him. Tom, no, not now, but you will be able to see him in time, but you will have to work out of this present condition that you are in, and I know that you will work to get where he is and the little ones are, because they are waiting to receive you, but you will have to be prepared, you will have to work to undo the mistakes. S. I can never undo it, it is done. Tom, but you can make restitution. S. I would do anything I could to rectify it. Tom, friends will help you. S. There he is. There he is. George, S. Lucy, dear. S. Oh, George. We will not materialize her again tonight. She is in a condition now where her friends can put her in a magnetic sleep and control her brain. Eva. Sunday evening, September 21, 1890. We have a person who fell downstairs and killed himself. He was in liquor at the time. And there is another person whom we think we can bring at the same time. Eva. S. O. I guess I must have fainted away. I believe I have been insensible. I wonder where the old woman is. Do you know where she is, Mrs. E? No, I don't. Maybe she scolds you sometimes, does she? S. Yes, I guess she does. I wouldn't care if I broke my neck if she didn't find it out. Mr. F. Find what out? S. Why I fell downstairs. Mr. F. You did? S. Yes. Mr. F. How did you happen to fall downstairs? S. I don't know. Oh, golly. That hurts. Mr. F. That's too bad. Can we do anything for you? S. I wonder where she is? Mr. F. I don't know. Had you been taking a drop? S. She said so. Mr. F. You knew whether you had or not. Didn't you? S. Well, can't help it very well. Mr. F. What if you had broken your neck? S. It wouldn't make much difference. She jawed me anyhow. When I was drunk, she jawed me for being drunk, and when I wasn't drunk, she jawed me because I wasn't drunk. Mr. F. Well, perhaps you might have given her a cause. Did she always scold you before you ever drank any? S. Well, you know, she's a good woman, she's a good woman. Mr. B., you said you wouldn't care if you had broken your neck, didn't you? S. Well, if she knew I fell down those stairs, I'll tell you what, she would raise hell with me. Mr. F., you are not afraid of her, are you? S. Oh, well, never mind. We won't talk about that anymore. Mr. F., what would you think if you had broken your neck? Perhaps you did. S. I broke some of my bones, I feel awful sore. Mr. F., we will help you all we can. Aside, isn't he queer? S. Who's queer? Mr. F., why, you don't talk very plain. S. Well, I talk as plain as anybody, don't I? Mr. F., no, you talk like a fellow that has had too much. S. Well, I am a little tired, you know. Mr. F., oh, I thought you were going to say tight. S. All the same. Mr. B., about the same, isn't it? S. You know how it is. Mr. B. Yes. Mr. F., what's your name? S. My name is Drake. Mr. F., where did you live? S. I live here. Mr. F., what's the name of the place? S. The name of the place is, why, what is the name of this place? Mr. F., the name of this place is Buffalo. S. I guess not. Mr. F., what is it, then? S. Well, I think it is, I think it ain't Buffalo, anyhow. I guess you know, don't you? Mr. F., why, no. If it isn't Buffalo, I don't know what it is. S. Number 2, hello. Is that you, Drake? S. Number 1, hello. When did you come? S. Number 2, I have been here for some time, but I can't find anybody. Do you know where my people are? S. Number 1, why, yes, I know your wife has gone to New York. She heard that you were dead. S. Number 2, who told her I was dead? S. Number 1, she heard so. She sold everything and went to New York. S. Number 2, say, Drake, you are drunk, ain't you? S. Number 1, yes, I guess so. I fell downstairs and hurt myself. S. Number 2, I am glad to see you, old fellow. S. Number 1, I am glad to see you, too. S. Number 2, I am sorry to see you used up so bad. S. Number 1, I am not used up at all. I ain't used up, am I? Mr. B, no, you only feel tired. S. Number 1, yes, I am tired, you know, don't you? Yes, I'll bet you do. S. Number 2, say, how do you suppose my wife heard I was dead, when I am not dead? Drake, I can't tell how that is. S. Number 1, I'll tell you. I guess I will have to lie down a little while. But if you will just inquire over there, I guess they can tell you where you can find your folks. S. Number 2, how do you do, sir? Mr. F, how do you do? S. Number 2, can you tell me anything about my family, Mrs. John Williams? Did she used to live in this house? Mr. F, what is the name of the place? S. Number 2, the name of the place is Williamsport. Mr. F, well, I will inquire. S. Number 2, Drake knew all about my family, but I can't do anything with him. He is tight. S. Number 1, don't you be telling any lies. You lie like the devil, and you know it. Mr. F, I will be very glad to help you, but I think something has occurred to you that you are not aware of, and that is the reason that you cannot find your friends at your old home. S. Number 2, Drake said they informed my wife in my absence that I was dead, and I cannot understand it. Mr. F, have you been sick, or has anything happened to you that word of that kind might get started to your wife? S. Number 2, oh, no. Mr. F, have you been in any danger at all, any accident? S. Number 2, no, nothing of that sort. Mr. F, were you ever troubled with heart disease? S. Number 2, no, I'm a perfectly sound man, sir. S. Number 1, don't be telling such stories as that. You are unsound in your head. He is a good enough fellow, but he don't always tell it just as it is. Mr. F, Mr. Drake, what makes you think he isn't sound in his head? No answer. Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Williams, you are in Buffalo now. Something must have occurred to you to be here. S. Number 2, I can't understand it at all. S. Number 1, you just made up your mind you never would understand it. Mr. B, Mr. Williams, you have made the change called death. You are in spirit life now. What day of the month do you remember last? S. Number 2, why, it is about the 3rd. Mr. B, of what month? S. Number 2, August. Mr. B, this is the 21st day of September, and you are in Buffalo. S. Number 2, well, what in the world has happened to me? S. Number 1, I'll tell you what's the matter with you, you are off. Mr. B, Mr. Williams, you made the change called death without knowing it, it came on so suddenly, and the life you are in now is so much like the life you left, you haven't known any difference. S. Number 2, are you really telling me the truth? You are not joking with me? Mr. B, no, not at all. A great many people, when they are taken away from this life suddenly, don't know they have made the change for quite a little time sometimes. And you have been brought here for the purpose of bringing you to a realization of your condition. Mr. F, and, Mr. Williams, Mr. Drake fell downstairs and killed himself, and he doesn't know he has made the change. S. Number 2, is that possible? S. Number 1, I fell down, but I didn't kill myself. Mr. F, Mr. Drake, when you fell downstairs you killed yourself. S. Number 1, well, I guess not. Mr. F, oh yes, and that is why you could see Mr. Williams. You know Mr. Williams died. S. Number 1, I know he isn't dead, I have seen him all right enough. Mr. F, yes, because he is dead, and you are dead, too. S. Number 1, do you think you are going to fool me? The old woman told me I was dead, and she would like to get me buried. Mr. F, Mr. Drake, it is really so, or how could you see Mr. Williams? You know Mr. Williams is dead, and if you were living you wouldn't be able to see him. S. Number 2, come, Drake, let's find out about this. Mr. B, I suppose you have heard of spiritualists, Mr. Williams? S. Number 1, yes, sir. Mr. B, we are spiritualists sitting here in a circle in a room perfectly dark. Can you see us? S. Number 2. Yes, I can see you. Mr. B, we cannot even see our own hand before our eyes. And you are proving the truth of spiritualism to us by being a spirit and talking to us. S. Number 2. You speak like a gentleman. I am bound to Mr. B. We are telling you the truth, and before you leave this place you will be satisfied that it is true. S. Number 2. But I see nothing to indicate that I have died, but still, there is something peculiar. Mr. B, I think, perhaps, the spirit friends may be able to illustrate to you. Hold one of your hands up, and look at it closely, and see if you don't lose some of it. S. Number 2. My hand is partly gone. How in the world is it? Mr. B, it is because you are a spirit, and in order to enable you to speak to us they clothe you with material temporarily, and at my request they withdrew it for the time being. S. Number 2. If I have passed through death, and am able to converse with you, then is it not possible for me to converse with my family? Mr. B, it would be if they were to make the proper conditions for you, but not knowing how, they probably won't be able to do it. S. Number 2. You say I am clothed for the time being? S. Number 1. Yes. Ha 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 ha. Put on your clothes. Put on your clothes. Mr. B, we are holding these circles in connection with our spirit friends on the other side, who brought you here to assist you to realize your condition. S. Number 2. Well, that is very pleasant and kind of you. I'll tell you, this is very serious. Mr. F, Mr. Drake doesn't know that he has made the change, he isn't aware of it at all. 5. Number 2. Say, Drake. S. Number 1. What do you want? S. Number 2. Come, get up now, Drawani, and let's reason together, won't you? These people are telling me things that are very wonderful. They say that you and I have both died. Won't you, now? S. Number 1. Get hold of me, and I will get right up. Well, I feel better now, ever so much better. What is it about it? Mr. F, you were killed when you fell downstairs. S. Number 1. Well, it don't make much difference. Mr. F, I guess you will be better off now. S. Number 1. I can't be much worse off. Do you really mean that I am dead? Mr. B, yes. S. Number 1. How does the old woman feel about it? Mr. B, I don't know. We are in Buffalo, we don't know people in Williamsport. S. Number 1. I wish I had a drink. Mrs. B, there's some water over there. S. No. L, in that tub? Mrs. B, yes, that is clean water. S. Number 1. I guess I'll get a drink. Say, Williams, what are you sitting there crying for? Mrs. B, it's of no use to cry, Mr. Williams, because you have entered a life now that is much more beautiful than the one you have left. S. Number 1. Why, yes, I guess it is all right. Mrs. B, did you get a drink? S. Number 1. Yes'm, I feel better, too. Tom, now, I'll tell you what it is, gentlemen, I will come and talk to you a little bit. S. Number 1. Go right on. Tom, you have both entered a new life. S. Number 1. Well, that is what I have been wanting for a long time, is a new life. I'll tell you, this old life is a d-hard one. Tom, you made it hard by putting into your body what you ought not to. S. Number 1. Well, I guess that is so. Tom, Mr. Drake, would you like to see Lucy? S. Number 1. Why, yes, I would like to see her well enough. Tom, how would you like to see John? S. Number 1. John is a bully fellow. Tom, if you try real hard, perhaps, you can go where they are after a time. I want you and Mr. Williams to go with me. I will take you in charge, and I will take you to a place where you will learn about the new life you have entered, learn of the duties pertaining to it, and learn what to do to correct the mistakes you made in your former life. S. Number 1. Well, that is real good. I feel as if I would like that. I guess I will go with you. Come on, John, let's go and see what he wants to do with us. Tom, I am going to take you to a place where you can rest, where you can get sobered up first, and then I will take you to a school where you will learn, because you have entered a new life now, and by working hard you can go where it is very pleasant, but you will have to work. S. Number 1, I think we are pretty old to go to school.
Tom, oh, no, not this kind of a school, because you have entered an entirely new life now, and you will have to learn about it, and there are many good, kind spirit friends who will be very kind to you and help you. You have entered a life now that is very natural, just the same in many respects as the one you left off, and you have got to begin this life where you left off the other. Now, Mr. Williams and Mr. Drake, I am going to show you myself as a spirit.
S. Number 1, I see you now.
Tom, no, you only see the young man.
Mr. B, this isn't the gentleman that was talking to you a little while ago. This is a spirit.
S. Number 1, well, I see him just the same.
That's no spirit.
Mr. B, you watch the young man's head, and he will show you.
S. Number 1, well, that's funny, to be sure.
Say, look here.
Do you know that you could make your eternal fortune by doing that?
Mr. B, he can't do it.
What do you see?
S. Number 1, it appears like a little bit of smoke, and then it forms into a man.
Mr. B, that man is the spirit who was talking to you. You watch him, and you will see him go back into him.
S. Number 1, go back into him.
Go on. You are a good big fellow. Now go back into him.
Mr. B, that spirit is larger than the young man, isn't he?
S. Number 1, oh, yes.
Well, that is a funny thing.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Say, Williams, I'll swear to God that you have seen something that you never saw before.
Is that the way you all do at this place?
Shoot out and shoot in?
Mr. B, oh, no, only this one.
S. Number 1, say, Williams, isn't that a strange thing?
Now he's going in. He's like a mud turtle.
Mr. B, is Mr. Williams looking at it?
S. Number 1, yes, he's looking.
Tom, well, now, did you see me?
S. Number 1, if that was you, I saw you.
Tom, that was me.
Now, you will go with me, won't you?
S. Number 1, I will be glad to go with you.
Tom, and Mr. Williams?
S. Number 2, yes, sir, I will go with you.
Tom, I will help you both all I can.
S. Number 1, I'll tell you what it is, I am real glad if there is anything better in this life for me. It has been a hard pull, and I didn't want to be a burden to the folks. They used to say that I was drunk, and all this, but I couldn't help it very well. I'll tell you what it is, I used to get tight.
Tom, you will be better off now. You can get rid of that appetite.
S. Number 1, say, I am dropping all to pieces.
Isn't that queer? We have gathered quite a number of such as these together tonight, and they have all received instructions at the same time. Eva, Thursday evening, September 18, 1890. We are bringing a poor soul who passed out but a short time ago. We find him very peculiar. His father, mother, and sister are here. Eva, S., say, that fellow has gone off with my boots.
By G, I'll lick him.
Mrs. B, he shan't have your boots. You must have your own boots.
S., yes, I want them.
Now, I would like to know how he got my boots.
I'll bet $100 Sal gave him those boots.
Mr. F., what would she give away your boots for?
S., it's just like her.
Mr. F., she must be very generous, isn't she?
S., oh, she doesn't know anything.
That's what is the matter with her.
Mr. F., if she doesn't know anything, perhaps then she isn't responsible for what she does.
S., she wants to be taught something.
Say, look here. Bring those boots back, you D-fool.
Come back here with them.
Mrs. B., he is queer, isn't he?
S., who is queer?
Mrs. B., lots of people.
S., that's a fact.
Mr. F., don't you think you are a little queer?
S., well, if I am, it's my own business.
Mr. F., I suppose it is.
You are one of those smart kind.
S., that's my own business, too.
Mr. F., yes, I know it is.
You are full of business.
S., well, that is more than you are. Mr. F. Oh, no, I am very busy. S. Yes, you say so, but we will leave it to somebody else. Mr. B. You seem to be a jolly fellow. S. Well, what would be the use of being anything else? But I want my boots. Mr. F. I would like to know what you want your boots for? S. I want them because they are mine. Isn't that enough?